Escape, escape, country. Hey, escape, escape, country. Hey, the Big D Zone. The Big D, the Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, the Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Well, I'm gonna miss the faster way I get to do things. I've gotten a lot of work done last night, and I'm pretty much satisfied. I got Class Clown done, got a couple of campaign videos that I'm gonna put on my campaign website after I get rest from once I'm back into the Second Palace. And all I just have to do is put a link on the website on each of the issues. And I'm all set. I'm not gonna do no issues video until August when I go to Podcast Movement, and then maybe again when I go back to Vegas. I'm not sure, but I truly, because there is a difference to where the upload speeds at the Second Palace versus when I'm at a hotel. There is a huge difference. So, I am about to check out right about now from Casino Queen and heading back to the Second Palace. It won't be till like probably after 12 o'clock, but it's still going to be high. It's going to be in the 90s, and it was already 88 when I got up, or 80s when I got up. Oh my God. So, not looking forward to this at all. I left to come here in the heat, and I'm going back to the Second Palace in the heat. Not looking forward to it at all. Wish me luck. It is too hot for the noise. It's 92 already, feeling like 100. I immediately turned the fan on and the air conditioner on as soon as I got back to the Second Palace. It's Saturday. People are working out here in the damn heat. It is dangerously hot. And I told the driver when I got in the car, I said, I don't wish this heat on my worst enemy. My worst of enemy. I mean, it's too hot to be hearing all this noise on a Saturday. It's supposed to be off Saturday and Sunday, and then only work Monday to freaking Friday. Why are they working here on a freaking Saturday? Why? What gives? I never heard them work on a Saturday. Why on a Saturday? I just came back. I felt accomplished after I did all that work, that video production and Class Clown, no matter what type of help that I'm getting or lack of help that I'm getting from the organizer, because I cannot hardly reach them. But still, I did my part. But still, I mean, I had to come back to noise in the middle of a damn dangerous heat. Are you serious? Are you legitimately serious? And then also, two, I'm waiting on my stupid deposit that didn't even come in from my bank yet. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. I don't know whether to call to make money and tell them to release the hold or what. I don't even know. I mean, I just came back. I just literally came back, well, a few minutes ago, because I had to try to settle back in. I mean, it's hot. I didn't have the air conditioner on because I wanted to keep the electric off when I was gone for the few days. I mean, what's it going to do when I go away in August? You know, when I go to Podcast Movement or I might have to turn around and come back and then go to Vegas because I got that comp room. I mean, this is insane. It's a literally thing I could be greeted with backup noise on the weekend. What the hell are they doing on the weekend? On a Saturday. They better not be doing this Sunday either. I will be a cat and cat if they doing this backup noise stuff on the weekend, on a Sunday. Now, they claim Sunday is going to be less humid, but it's still going to be hot. It's still going to be freaking 92. But still, today is dangerous. Today is dangerous. I got back here like a bat out of hell. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely, I just came back, and what I came to hear, dude, it's Saturday! Cut. Alright, so, well, I mean, I can't stop the stupid backup noise, and I don't want to go out back out there in that heat and probably be melting like the wicked witch of the west. I'm melting! 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 Oh, what would you do to a beautiful world? I'm melting! But you know what I mean. So, after I beat the test with what I was planning on doing with Class Clown and my campaign, I come back triumphant, minus the hand bait, but I come back triumphant to backup noise on a Saturday. And it's dangerous 100-degree heat index. Some people must not be liked by their boss to make them forced to be working in this daggone heat. They might not be well liked. It's dangerously hot outside. Really? What are they doing? What are they doing? They normally, usually work Monday to Friday. Not no Monday all the way to Saturday. I just left that. When I went to go to the casino and then, play a little bit and then do Class Clown and everything. I left that. I come back not only to the heat, but also to beep, 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 beep. It's too freaking hot for that. Anyway, the real reason why I come on here, and I wanted to add to the other two part of the episodes that are on this day after the triumphant return. It's time for another fabulous episode of Who Passed, Who Failed, the Casino Queen Edition. Anyway, I forgot. Drag Queen Casino Queen Edition. Yeah. So, the only thing that failed so far, or things that fail, there's a few of them. And I want to end the Who Passed, Who Failed on a high note. So I'll give rid of the Who Fails first. But Who Failed? It's this stupid, dangerous heat. I had to come to it in the heat. Almost feel like I was going to pass out. Then I'm leaving when the index is 100. Returning to the second palace in the heat. I'm about to crash out. I said, let me get to the second palace now. I said, let me go. And unbelievable. It's madness. I mean, it's total madness. Who would work in this stuff? Who the hell would work in this stuff? Who would even play in this stuff? Who would even play sports in this stuff? Really? You play a baseball game in this high heat? Baseball or soccer or even football in this heat? Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, who failed? The policies at DraftKings where instead of playing, playing for maybe like a deposit or whatever like that. Well, maybe not even deposit, but even playing for it. You know, like, you're going to the casino to play sometime anyway. But they make you pay $100 deposit fee. And they make you wait for the bank. Because I tried to see if I could use my card. I couldn't wait for... I couldn't use it. Now I'm going to have to be stuck waiting on hold Monday to see if I could use my card. Or let them know, hey, There's $100 supposed to be coming back to me on from DraftKings Casino Queen. I'm the only one that used it because I had a lot of videos to do. And I did have enough to cover the charge, because the only thing that I took out the ATM was $200 for the money that I had, because they already took $300, you know, including the $100 that they were saving for the deposit. So, because it was like $300-something, and I still had $200 left, so I took that one out and played with it. You know, play games, and then I also got food that I still got now. And so, oh my God, it's so hot! Also, who failed? Why did they insist on having the fans so loud in the room? How in the world would anybody sleep? I mean, it's dangerously heated up here. It is so loud. How can anybody think? I mean, I had to turn off every time I was doing a video, like I was doing Class Clown. Then I did the ad for Podcast Movement. Then I had done about three videos towards my campaign for Santa. Every time I did each every video, oh yeah, and I also did a room tour video. Every time I did a video, I had to turn off the fan. I had to turn off the fan. It was nuts. It was so nuts it ought to be illegal. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway. So, now that we got the who failed out the way, let's get to who passed. Of course, obviously, my driver. Always on time, always efficient, and always service with a smile, of course. And two, who passed? The staff over at the DraftKings, both the hotel and the casino side. I don't know what some of these other reviews that I read were friendly. I mean, to me, they was friendly. Even from when people at the front desk, they was friendly. And the guy that I asked about the light bulb situation in the lamp where I was using for my filming, I was made to look like an idiot because he showed me that other lever from the front door that I didn't even see it, because when I originally was looking for the light bulb, because I was testing it out for the lighting of the video, and it was a perfect place and it was a comfortable chair, just like in the lobby, and I was looking, I was like, it was plugged in. What the heck happened to the light? And there's a light bulb. So, today, because I was waiting till the heat died down, I said, you know what? I'll wait till I come back from the casino, which I did, and asked him about the turn on the light, bring in another light bulb. And they did came. They did tell me they were working on the air conditioner throughout the property. And so, they did came. Oh, the guy did came, and, you know, he did bring a light bulb, but then he showed me that the light was working, and it was the other switch. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Don't I feel like an idiot? Don't I feel like an idiot? Oh my God, but he passed, or should I say all the staff at the hotel pass, and then the security at the casino, they was always glad to see you back. It's like, hey, you came back. We knew you'd come back. And that was added to a nice touch there. Shout out to the security guard over at DraftKings Casino Queen at the casino. Very nice, very, very pleasant, very cordial, and all that good stuff. And everything. So, yeah. And also, they may not know, but shout out to the housekeeping staff. They also passed. I gave them a tip. I gave them $1 tip, and everything. So, all that good stuff. And yeah, is that it about who passed or failed? I mean, all the staff at DraftKings passed. But I did forgot to mention a fail. It's the crazy way to enter and leave the DraftKings. You got to go all the way around the mulberry bush just to leave. Now, I don't know about the entryway and exits by the metro station. I might have to try that one day just for the fun of it, just for the heck of it. and see how it does it. But it can't be too cold or it can't be too hot. So I can experiment with this, you know. So, and if I do experiment, you know, I'm gonna let you know. You know, I'm gonna let you know. But man, whew, oh my God, it's too hot. It's too hot. But yeah, and also who passed is the Wi-Fi. I mean, efficient speed, super fast speed. I was able to get my video done, or should I say videos for the S. I was able to get my videos done. Able to do my podcast from the hotel. Super fast, super good, super fast. And I even told them at the lobby that they was getting a pass from me, and they passed. Oh yeah, yeah, it's too hot. What time is it? It's only 12:40. Oh my God. My only saving grace is thank God I didn't have to fly at an ungodly hour and then have to be in a hot plane with masked up passengers. But I believe they still require you to wear a mask on the airplane, unfortunately. And it's also hot. So, thank God I didn't have to rush. I was able to take my time, got my shower in, listen to some music while in it. Yeah, that's the thing. I usually like to listen to music when I take a shower. I didn't even have that at the apartment. I don't even know where to plug that. I don't even have that. But other than that, it's too hot. It is 100 degrees out there. I don't want to melt out there now. It's so hot right now. It's so hot. Why are people all working? We're over here right sweating. I don't know why it's so hot right now. It's so hot. And by the way, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Royal Visor Hall of Famer Zach. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Royal Visor Zach. Happy birthday to you. And in honor of that birthday tomorrow, I'm planning on doing something very special for Zach. I don't know what it is, but I'm planning on something very special. I've been planning, I have some things in my mind that I was doing. I know he liked a very special guest on his birthday. So I could think that that can be arranged. I was thinking of some storyline that I could do with this this special guest. He knows how I like to impersonate him, but he knows what I'm talking about, though. Happy birthday, Zach, tomorrow. And this is a huge birthday for Big D Country. And we're excited. So, sorry you have to be so hot this weekend, man. Wow. I hope you enjoy your birthday tomorrow safe. But anyway, we are Big D. Do you hear this stupid noise in the middle of me ending a segment? This is what I gotta deal with. Why are you working on a Saturday? It's too hot!